Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It is time for the best of speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in this week. On Fridays, we try and pick our favorite. Here's joke of the week number one.
Hey, Dave, a Tyrannosaurus Rex and a Velociraptor are sitting in a bar. The Velociraptor points to a Triceratops in the corner and says, "Why is he the first to get served?" What did the T-Rex say, Dave?
He said the Triceratops got served first. Because we're already dead?
No, Dave, the T-Rex says it's because he was herbivorous.
What?
Herbivorous.
A couple of jokes this week that the pronunciation is everything. Joke of the week number two.
Did you know that towards the end of the Jurassic period, the thesaurus was the first dinosaur to become extinct, obsolete, belated, vanished, eliminated, wiped out?
Joke of the week number three.
What do you call a balding guy from Germany, Dave?
I don't know.
Hair loss.
That's another one. I think I should have gone with hair loss. Maybe I shouldn't have gone there at all. Here's joke of the week number four.
Last week I saw a coyote on my front porch, but it was probably my fault since I'd ordered a package from Acme.
The memories. Joke of the week number five.
You know, military barbers shave their privates.
By the way, 2.9 second long joke. One of the shortest of the year. Not the best, but one of the shortest. Joke of the week number six.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a security guard, and John Williams will star as a lost child.
Can you help me find my mom?
Sure, son. What's she like?
Rich guys in vodka, but that's not the point right now.
Here is joke of the week number seven.
Hey, would it kill the makers of avocados to put a different toy inside?
Here's joke of the week number eight.
Hey, Andy, what's the stinkiest planet?
I don't know.
Jupiter.
Dave, aren't you glad you weren't working that day?
I'm really glad I wasn't there that day.
That may be my favorite. That taps my inner nine-year-old. Here's joke of the week number nine.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Control freak.
Control.
Okay, now you say control freak who?
Here's joke of the week number 10.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a poet walking down the street, and John Williams will star as another poet coming from the opposite direction.
Hello there.
Hello. Haven't we metaphor?
Get it? Metaphor? Here's joke of the week number 11.
So there I was, trying on a pair of shoes, and I said to the salesperson, "These are a little too tight," and she told me, "Try it with the tongue out," so I said, "If no good, they're still too tight."
Don't forget that. Don't forget that Monday, it's our joke of the year 16-team tournament. We'll feature two jokes that we loved last year every day. You'll get a chance to online pick one. We'll see what the joke of the year was. Here's joke of the week number 12.
Andy, my New Year's resolution is also to lose 10 pounds.
How's that going?
Great. As of today, I only have 15 more to go.
Speaking of which, here's joke of the week number 13.
Ooh, I'm really pooped after all that CrossFit this morning, Bob.
That is pronounced croissant, John, and you had four of them.
Oh, is that it?
Joke of the week number 14.
Hey, Bob, my New Year's resolution is to stop putting my foot in my mouth.
Oh, yeah?
I'll bet yours is to lose some weight, huh?
That's pretty good, too. Okay. I'll go first. Poopiter. Just for the fun of it. Dave Ennett, what was the joke of the week, please?
You know, I had a coyote on my porch after the Amazon guy arrived, so I'm going with that one.
By the way, 2 days ago, I was going down Wilson eastward towards the lake around Clark, and there was a coyote running southbound like he was trying to catch a bus. And it was a mid-sized coyote just sprinting down the road like, hey, 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 trying to catch the next bus. Coyote, heading south on Clark.
You sure it wasn't going to Wrigley to the Winterfest?
You know, the park north of Wrigley does have some coyotes living there. Mm-hmm. This wasn't there, but obviously there are some urban coyotes in our midst. Okay, Dave, where were you again? What was yours?
Again, the coyote. An Acme.
Acme, yes. Got it. Steve Alexander, vote, please.
Yeah, Wile E. Coyote for me, too.
No kidding. How about you, Bobby? What do you say?
I liked Control Freak.
Control Freak. Producer Pete goes with...
I'm going to go with the way Bob pronounced croissant.
We'll randomly select from the jokes sent in today, and somebody will be given a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.